Again, my name is Sam. I'm the curate here, and it's a joy to be sharing a few words, a few reflections today at Christmas. And as I start, I pose a question to you. What do you think is the greatest challenge or need of our nation? You might have a long list when I ask that question. You might have no list at all. I just want to pick out one for us to reflect on over this season. Loneliness. Did you know that one can be lonely even in a crowd? In the UK, research has been done by Age UK, and it shows that 500,000 people more than 60 years old spend each day alone without social interaction, and almost 500,000 more see and speak to no one for 5 or 6 days a week. On the other hand, the Community Life Survey in 2016 to 2017 by the UK's Office for National Statistics found that young adults in England aged 16 to 24 reported feeling lonely more often than those in older age groups. And so this evening, I just have a few words of hope for us. Emmanuel, God with us. That's one of the names of Jesus. So let's pray as we start. Lord God, this Advent, as we look to the coming of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. In the joys, the wonders and beauty of life, in our worries, anxieties, and frustrations, in the loneliness and pain of the world, may we hear your message of hope. Amen. And so a little story you might be familiar with. Once upon a time, God created the world. And towards the end, God knew that there was something missing. He wanted to have the company of others like him, someone to talk to, laugh with, to share with. So God made human beings, you and me. He made us, he made human beings in his own image. And he would come in the cool of the day to spend time with Adam and Eve, with people. Growing up in Uganda, I recall loving Christmas. And I loved Christmas so much because that was the time that we would go away to the village to spend time with our relatives. It was a special time sitting down, telling stories, lying on the grass in the evening with my siblings, hearing our dad tell us those African tales. We played hide and seek with my cousins and loved all that time together. Now, I can't remember whether we exchanged presents, but the highlight for us was being present with our relatives after a long school term to just get out of the city, to get away from maybe the neighbors that we couldn't see all the time and step out and be present with those people that we hadn't seen all through the year. And so back to our story. Something happened one day. People decided that they knew better than God and maybe didn't need his company as much. They could get on with life and do it themselves. It's a DIY society, isn't it, that we live in. They could do it themselves. Independent. I don't need you. I don't need your help anymore. God's heart broke. He was sad. For years, throughout the Old Testament, he was trying to get people back to him. In one of our readings in Isaiah, we find those people in a desert place. They are desperate for God. They have, in a sense, come back to their senses. They've come back to that place of realization of their need for God. At the age of 22, and yes, I was 22 once, I couldn't wait to leave home and have my independence. I recall one night being on my own in my little house with my own stuff. And that's what mattered for me, was that I was in my own space. With my telly there, it was mine. I was away from my parents, away, independent, on my own. And yet, in that moment, I think, is when I began to get a desire for God again. My need for God started to grow more and more. I was missing the presence of those loved ones, those people that I wanted to spend time with, that I used to spend time with all the time. But there was a new hunger growing here. St. Augustine, an amazing theologian, wrote these words. He said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds rest in you." And so one day, God decided to come and find his friends. He decided to do it himself. The question is, would he succeed, or was it going to be too late? That's what the Christmas message is all about. I'd like us to just look at this video, and then I'll carry on afterwards. I've watched that video over and over, and for me, it's hard to hold back tears when I watch it, and it's got mixed emotions, hasn't it? It brings laughter and joy as well. It warms the heart, and yet it brings us to that place. Christmas is a time of year that many of us love and look forward to. At the same time, many don't like that time. They struggle for many reasons. Maybe trying to think how they will afford all the presents or what they will wear to the next party. Or maybe for others, waiting for one invitation to one party. At Christmas, many are lonely, perhaps grieving the loss of someone. Many are grateful for family and friends. And maybe you've never been alone at Christmas. But for many, they have, and they are. Many people, the loss of loved ones, perhaps, and grief is too much and harder to deal with at Christmas. Well, Jesus has a message for all of us. He is Emmanuel. He walked this earth. He went through loneliness so that he may journey through it with us. And so my prayer for us this Christmas is that we will know God's presence, God as Emmanuel. I know for a fact that many Christmases myself, since I came to this country, I have felt lonely at times. And it doesn't mean that I've been on my own physically, but many times it's the memories of family, missing my siblings being so far. WhatsApp is fantastic because they'll post videos of what's going on. So on Christmas Day, there I am going to church, and I'm blessed to have my wife, Rachel, and our daughter, Hannah, who is 5. But part of me thinks, oh, it's not quite the same without the others. Thankfully, I have a church that I can be part of, a community I can be part of and share with here. And I'm sure there might be others here who might resonate with that amidst the crowd, you could easily be on your own. God was missing that from the people, that time of laughter, people to share with, people to be present with. And those people rejected him and perhaps still reject today. People maybe felt abandoned by God, but they wanted and they were hungry and still are hungry and longing to know his presence. As a nation, maybe like Israel, who were in the desert place, we want to know God's presence with us in a real way, maybe in our politics and in other ways.
But even more importantly for all of us, this Christmas, God wants to reconcile us, to bring us back into that relationship with Him. And so two things as I finish. Number one, we can receive Jesus' love and good news. And that's for all of us. Perhaps you've never experienced the love of God, the gift of the friendship of Jesus. If you would like to hear stories of people who have, people who have experienced God's presence, who know Him as a friend, in this booklet that's on your chairs, we've got stories of people from this church who have experienced that. Maybe you want to take that away and read it. We've also got Why Christmas booklet, which Steve or Caroline or myself could give to you, just to explain a bit more about what it means and how one could become a friend of Jesus and receive and accept that love that He offers. But number two, for all of us, an opportunity this Christmas to share that love and good news to our world. Maybe share a meal. Buy a present. Be nice to someone. Invite someone in. Make a difference maybe in one person's life. We hear this line used, you only get one life, so make it count this Christmas. In the Gospels we hear that the name of Jesus, His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. We want to invite you to come along to our services here. Maybe even be part of our services on a regular basis. The various groups that we have that run throughout the week. Maybe for you, like me, church could be your new family, could be a place of friendship or community. I'll finish with another quote from St. Augustine. He says, "To fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek Him, the greatest adventure. And to find Him, the greatest human achievement." And so my prayer and hope is that you will find Him this Christmas. Amen.